This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nwemi.
On Pulse 95.
Well, hello, dear listeners, and welcome to A Celestial Journey, unlike any other right here on Pulse 95 and on Kalam Astro. And as we start in this great holy month, as we start our episode for tonight, I must say that we will be embarking on a cosmic quest that, let's say, intertwines the marvels of space with the timeless wisdom of the Holy Quran. So get ready to be captivated by the celestial wonders that await us as we delve into the interesting connections between the cosmos or space and the teachings of the Holy Quran. So yes, I would definitely love that you guys fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this amazing exploration of the cosmic journey that surrounds us and will be part of us, let's say. Right, so yes, get ready to be enlightened and inspired as we go on our journey. So keep tuning in and don't go anywhere. Do not change your radio waves. So what you can do now, for now, what you can do is gaze at the stars with fresh insights and, you know, you can ponder and wait for us after we come from our break. So yeah, keep it here and don't go anywhere. Stay right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nwemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, and I must say I'm pretty much elated to start our first segment of Kalam Astro and Pulse 95. So I would say again, welcome to all of our dear listeners who are space lovers and space enthusiasts. Right, so as we continue our exploration during this amazing holy month of Ramadan, I promised you that we will be talking about the fascinating connections between the Holy Quran and space. But not to mention, we also need to mention that there are also Islamic scholars who are actually been or have been a part of astronomy and not just the Holy Quran, even though that's not our main topic. But I just had to mention that so many Islamic scholars have made significant contributions to the field of astronomy, and they are pioneers in the study of the celestial phenomena. They've invented groundbreaking instruments and made remarkable astronomical observations as well. So Islam has played a huge part when it comes to science or space exploration. Now, there is one notable example for what I'm talking about, and he is Al-Biruni, who is in Arabic called Abu Rayhan Bayruni. And this guy, well, he's pretty much known. This guy has made fascinating work when it comes to astronomy and mathematics, which made him lay the foundation for future astronomical discoveries. Not to mention, last week I've mentioned Omar al-Khayyam, who is personally one of my favorite astronomical, or let's say Islamic scholars who have been very, very interested in astronomy and made significant contributions when it comes to astronomy. Right, so our main topic is, let's turn our gaze to the main topic, which is the Holy Quran and its remarkable insights into the cosmos. Now, the Quran, of course, as we've discussed and we've been talking 2 weeks ago, we've talked about the expansion of the universe. And what else have we talked about? We've talked about the expansion of the universe, and we've talked about, I can't seem to wrap my mind and remember, but yes, we did talk about the Big Bang theory as well, and how is it related in to the Quran. And I mentioned that Surah Al-Anbiya, which is on verse 30, it has something to do with the Big Bang and explains the Big Bang before it was even discovered by scientists. How amazing is that? And I also talked, of course, about the expansion of the universe again, and we've mentioned how the Holy Quran has mentioned it in Surah Al-Dhariyat. The expansion of the universe was mentioned 1,400 years ago before even technology ceased to exist. So again and again, that's pretty much fascinating, and we have an exciting lineup of more evidence of how the Quran is actually connected to space and its wonders. Right, so we'll be back after a quick break, so don't go anywhere. We have to talk about the end of the universe and how the world, or let's say the universe, would end, and then we'll connect it to the Holy Quran. So that will be a very, very interesting topic, so don't go anywhere and keep it here on Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
And as we talk about space and its wonders and the amazing information about how the universe is vast and big, I must say that we have to talk or tackle the most interesting topic about the universe, which is the ultimate fate of the universe. How would the universe end? So our main focus for this segment is the end of the universe, because again, that's a fascinating topic and it does spark the imagination and invites us all to think about the cosmic mysteries that lie ahead. I would say that I always keep thinking about that, because as we've talked and we've spoken about the expansion of the universe is expanding minute by minute, day by day, light years away. You know, we've talked about how great the expansion and the vastness of the universe is, and it's almost impossible for us to keep up with the mysteries of space. Right, so what would happen if, let's say, just for a second, the universe stopped expanding, and that was the moment where the universe is coming to an end? Now, according to some scientists, the universe's fate could now happen, or let's say unfold, in several possible ways, and each with its own unique drama, let's say, or scenarios. Now let's talk about the possibilities and think about which possibility is the most likely to happen. Let's start with possibility number one on how the universe would end, and how would the world end as well, as in we will cease to exist, or the universe would just go gone, all just never existed. Right, so the number one possibility is the Big Freeze. Now, the Big Freeze is talking about how the universe continues to expand, and this would lead to gradual cooling and fading of stars. So ultimately, this will result in a cold, dark, and nearly empty cosmos. So it's like the universe is taking a nap for eternity through the freezing or cold darkness or weather. Right. Can I say weather? Yeah. So basically the Big Freeze is all about the universe continuing to expand, leading to a cooling down or fading of stars from all the coldness. Wow. I think that's a really nice one. Okay. So we have another scenario coming up, which is the Big Rip. So the Big Rip is where the universe's expansion, let's say, accelerates and goes so fast to the point where galaxies, stars, and even atoms are torn apart. So because of speed, nothing is just keeping up. Galaxies are not keeping up, stars are not keeping up, so everything gets torn down or torn apart. So this would be a cosmic unraveling that would redefine the fabric of reality as we know it, because it means speed will just wipe everything out. I don't think I like that possibility. I don't think it's even possible. I mean, that's based on my opinion. Let's see what we have. Let's see what we've got also. We've got, on the other hand, the Big Crunch. Now, what the Big Crunch is, it's the expansion of the universe reverses. So it goes back. So this would lead to everything collapsing back into a cosmic melting pot. So it's like the universe hitting the cosmic rewind button. Everything just goes all the way to the past, and the Big Bang never happened. Right. I think that would be interesting, but I definitely would feel that the universe would probably end with the possibility number one, which is the big freeze, that everything gets too cold and the stars cool down and just fade away. That's the most realistic way for a universe to end to me. Do text us on 4215. Let me know which possibility that you have in mind or you think that would have the universe end. Is it the big freeze where the stars fade from the cold and dark weather, the cold weather and the darkness? Or is it the big rip where the universe just accelerates so the galaxies, the stars can't keep up with the acceleration, so just everything just rips apart and is torn apart and then everything just goes boom poof? Or on the other hand, the big crunch where the expansion of the universe hit the rewind button and everything goes back to the past and Big Bang never existed, the universe never existed. Right, that's a very, very light and interesting talk or discussion about the universe's fate. So yeah, text us on 4215, let me know which one would you vote for. Is it the big freeze, the big rip, or the big crunch? Right, so imagine it as a cosmic storybook with multiple possible endings. And this is offering a captivating and, let's say, thought-provoking conclusion to the grand cosmic narrative. And you get to decide which one is the right one or which one is the best possibility for the universe to end. Right. That was a really interesting topic, to be honest. A quick break and we will be coming back, so don't go anywhere because we will be discussing the end of the universe and how is it related to the Holy Quran, and we might get our answer on how would the universe end. So don't go anywhere, do not change the radio waves and keep them right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. Keeping it local.
Keeping it local. All day, every day.
Pulse 95.
Heart of Shasha.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Kalam Astro, and thank you for tuning in. This is, to be honest, my favorite segment because we will be revealing evidence on how the Holy Quran is actually connected to space and what has the Holy Quran, what does the Holy Quran have in relation to a miraculous evidence that scientists have recently discovered. And we probably might get the answer to our three possibilities of how the universe has ended, because we've talked about three possibilities, which was the big freeze. The big freeze, was it? Yeah, it's called the big freeze, or yeah, the big freeze, the big rip, and the big crunch. To quickly explain what they are, we said that the universe might be ending with the big freeze, which means that all of the stars start fading and cooling down with the temperatures and darkness, and that's why the universe would end. We have the big rip, which means that the universe just rips apart. Everything's just torn apart because of acceleration and because of how the universe expansion becomes so fast that the galaxies and stars and even atoms are not keeping up, so everything just gets torn apart. And then we've got lastly the big crunch, where the expansion of the universe reverses, leading everything to collapse back into a cosmic melting pot, as we said that it means. The universe will be hitting the cosmic rewind button and everything goes back to the past and the Big Bang never existed. So there's the big freeze, the big rip, and the big crunch. Those three interesting possibilities of how the universe would end. Now let's see what the Holy Quran has to say when it comes to the end of the universe. Now again, I must say that the Quran doesn't just share knowledge about what we already know, it also offers this amazing scientific phenomena that, I have to be very honest, continue to fuel debates and discussions to this day and make me have goosebumps. I just get goosebumps when I think about that. Right, so let's talk about the fate of the universe and how does the Quran mention the end of the universe. Right, so in the Holy Quran there's a passage that sheds light on this amazing topic, which is the end of the universe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will read this in Arabic first and say it in English later on. So, and of course, this verse is in Surah Al-Anbiya, and it's on chapter 21, and the verse is verse 104. So in the Holy Quran, in Arabic, it says,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يوم نطوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين.
Now in English, it says, Remember the day when we shall roll up the heavens like the rolling up of written scrolls by a scribe. As we began the first creation, so shall we repeat it. A promise binding upon us, we shall certainly perform it. That was amazing. Now, the words that I need to highlight in this verse is, so shall we repeat it. So this would mean the possibility of the big crunch would most likely be the winner for the end of the universe, or the possibility of the end of the universe, because the big crunch talked about how everything just hits the rewind button and everything goes back to not existing or being repeated. So I think the big crunch won this time, because as the Holy Quran says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely capable of ending the universe and then repeating it all over again. That was just amazing. I mean, imagine the vivid imagery just conjured by this verse. I swear, just my God, I just have to sigh, because it aligns remarkably with the concept of the universe collapsing into a, let's say, a black hole, where space falls in on itself like the rolling of a scroll. So it paints a picture of cosmic transformation and the emergence of a new universe. Isn't that just simply amazing? I just want to constantly remind you of how we just have to keep in mind that this timeless wisdom of, let's say, encapsulated in the Holy Quran, is just serving as a huge source of contemplation and inspiration as we think about the marvels of the universe and space, to be honest. And yeah, right, I've been meaning to always talk about that, and I really am happy to discuss all of these amazing miracles of the Holy Quran during this holy month of Ramadan. Right, so I would love that you guys tell me, what did you think about this? So yeah, text us on 4215. I would love to hear from you and get your thoughts on this amazing discovery when it comes to the Holy Quran and the amazing scientific fact which existed 8,400 years ago, before even technology ever existed. That's just simply amazing. I'm getting goosebumps at the moment, by the way. That's why I keep talking and repeating this. But anyhow, thank you for listening. But don't go anywhere. We still have more and more to discuss and talk about, because coming up next, we will be talking about silence. And yes, I mean it, silence. What with silence, and how would silence feel in space? We'll talk about Bruce McCandless, who had a say in this amazing experience of silence in space. So don't go anywhere and keep it right here on Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
This is Pulse 95.
Heart of Sharjah.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
And now it's time to gather around all space lovers, because we will be talking about a very, very scary and captivating realm of silence in space, along the, let's say, scary experience of astronaut Bruce McCandless as he ventured into the cosmic void. Now, when I say there's silence in space, that's probably the most anticipated or probably expected answer or fact about space. It has no sound. So, let's picture this. Now, in the vast expanse of space, silence takes on an entirely new dimension. Now, you might think that without air, sound waves can't travel, and this would actually make space eerily quiet. But it goes beyond that, to be honest, because there's nowhere to carry sound. And this leaves astronauts enveloped in an unfathomable hush and a sense of profound solitude. Now, the silence in space is not just the absence of sound, it is also an abyss in which the absence of surrounding noise creates an unsettling and haunting experience. Look at my voice going for a change. I hope you guys did get scared with my voice, but I'm not doing a pretty much good job at scaring you guys. I know, you don't have to tell me. Text me on 4215. Tell me how silly I sounded trying to scare you guys. Anyhow, right, so let's take a pulse quickening leap in 1984, because Bruce McCandless, the astronaut Bruce McCandless, has actually gone on an unprecedented spacewalk using the manned maneuvering unit. Now, I want all of you to imagine, picture Bruce McCandless, the astronaut, picture him. He's floating freely in the cosmic expanse, and he's not tied with anything to get safety, to probably get back to the spacecraft. So there's no rope. He's untethered from the safety of the spacecraft. So he was literally surrounded by the vacuum of space with only silence as his companion. Imagine how scary that is. So McCandless later on recounted this otherworldly experience because he got back to the spacecraft. Fortunately, he did get back to the spacecraft, and when he came back to Earth, he described his scary experience of them being not tied, untied, free in space with the scary silence. And he described that the quiet vacuum of space as he floated. Like, he said that this was probably the most scariest experience he has felt as he was on space. He didn't get scared of him not being tied or untethered to come back to the spacecraft. He wasn't scared about any of the surroundings in space. He was just scared of the eerily silence. Imagine that silence can actually creep you out. I just want you to imagine you yourself being in space, in the darkness, alone, floating, and there's no possibility of you coming back to the spacecraft because you're not tied to the spacecraft. You probably might come back, you probably won't, and you're just there with your own, let's say, breathing sounds. And then everything is just dead silence. So next time you think about silence, I do want you to imagine the silence experience that, let's say, awaits beyond our atmosphere, and just think about how astronauts like Bruce McCandless did a great job because they've encountered the great beyond. I would say the great beyond, definitely. This has definitely sent a shiver down my spine, thinking about the possibility of me being alone in space, no one's with me, and there's nothing to be heard. That was just simply scary. Right, quick break, and we will be coming back. So Kalam Astra has not ended yet, so don't go anywhere and keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. Keeping it local.
Keeping it local. All day, every day.
Pulse 95.
Heart of Shasha.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. I hope you've enjoyed the break, and I must say that was one captivating episode that got amazing discussions and connections with about space and the between space and the Holy Quran. I must say that I've truly enjoyed this or tonight's episode, and yeah, since it's the holy month, I really do enjoy these amazing Quranic discussions and their relationship to space and the cosmos. Right, so let's give a brief recap of the wonders that we've explored when it comes to space and the Holy Quran. Of course, we talked about the end of the universe, and there are three possibilities, which I very well know them now, and I've learned about them with you guys on air, which are they were the big freeze, the big crunch, and the big rip. We talked about how the universe would end and their possibilities, and we've mentioned the Holy Quran's perspective on what would happen to the universe and how would it end in the Quranic verse from Surah Al-Anbiya on chapter 21 verse 104, and it definitely did serve a compelling gateway into this amazing universe puzzle, I must say, on how the universe will ultimately end and what would be the universe's ultimate destiny. And that was pretty much interesting, and probably to my opinion, I think the big crunch was the most, or let's say the closest to what the Holy Quran has said, which means that the universe would actually hit the reset button and everything goes back all the way to the past and everything gets repeated just as what the Holy Quran verse in Surah Al-Anbiya has mentioned. We've also talked about the silence in space and Bruce McCandless's cosmic experience and what he felt. How did he feel as he floated freely in the vacuum of space? What did he feel when it came to the silence, and how scared was he with the silence, just him and the silence being all the way alone in space? And luckily he did get back to the spacecraft even though he was untethered. But then again, that was just an amazing, or let's say a bone-chilling tale of astronaut Bruce McCandless, and I think it gave us lots and lots to think about on how would we feel if we were to be Bruce McCandless. Right, but now, we did have lots of interesting discussions, and I'm happy to say that our journey does not end here, because you will be joining me hopefully next episode on Kalam Astro, and on our next episode we will be discussing more wonders of the Holy Quran and space and how they are connected or related. So I would love for all of you to mark your calendars so we can all be together to explore the timeless mysteries of the cosmos and the Holy Quran in our next episode. Right, again, thank you for tuning in to Kalam Astro, where the wisdom of the Quran converges with the wonders of the universe to ignite contemplation and boundless imagination right here on Kalam Astro in this great holy month of Ramadan. I would say thank you, and thank you again for listening. But I do encourage you to always keep your radio waves on Pulse 95, because we have so many interesting shows and things to listen to right here on Pulse 95.
The heart of Shaja.
This is Pulse 95.
Heart of Shaja.